Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. I want you to imagine the following experiment. There's a classroom of kids, there's a teacher in front of them, and she's going to hand out a number of assignments. She puts some words on pieces of paper, and she's going to hand them out. And, you know, the entire classroom is going to be asked to make an anagram out of it. So rearrange the letters to form a different word. And, you know, the first one is pretty easy. Just, I think, four letters or something. And she hands it out. And about half the kids, you know, finish it pretty quickly. And the assignment is as soon as you're done, you have to raise your hands and, let everybody know, you know, I'm done. And so half the classroom is done, the other half is still struggling, and you see them see half the class raise their hands, and they get kind of frustrated and kind of push harder, but they don't really know what to do. The teacher says, no worries, we'll move on to the next one. The next one is a little bit harder. And the second one is a little bit harder. She hands out the papers again, kids go to work, and the same half of the classroom, you know, sees the assignment, does it, raise their hands, no problem, no sweat, and the other half is struggling, is what is going on here? And then, you know, third piece of paper is handed out, you know, pretty much the same thing happens. By now, the half of the classroom that was struggling with the first one and with the second one has a hard time even starting on the third. Again, you know, half the classroom, the same half, easily finishes the assignments, and the other one is still struggling. So what just happened? Now the teacher starts explaining what just happened. The first assignment she handed out, to one half of the classroom, she handed out a very easy anagram that everybody could solve. And the other half got an impossible anagram, a word that with, you know, all the knowledge in the world cannot be changed into a different word. So there was a reason that half of the classroom was struggling, because they simply got an impossible assignment. Then she did it again on the second assignment. The second assignment, the half of the classroom that got the easy assignment got another easy assignment. And the one that was struggling, again, got an impossible assignment. But the kicker is with the third assignment. Because the third assignment, both halves of the classroom got the same assignment. A very doable anagram. But what happened, because, you know, the half of the classroom that was struggling and that failed had two negative learning experiences, one and another, they had lost their faith in their ability to deal with the challenge. So as soon as they looked at the paper, didn't immediately see the answer and saw no reason to put any effort in. While the other half of the group, who had two successes in a row, was like, hey, we can deal with these challenges. And if I have a hard time, I'll just push a little bit harder. This is the power of mindset, the power of beliefs. What you believe about learning will become true. If you believe learning is easy and putting in hard work makes a huge difference, you will put in hard work and learning will actually be easier. If you feel that you know, you're not smart enough, or your intelligence doesn't work here, or school is dumb, then that belief is going to make it true. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And what I see with a bunch of gifted kids is that they've gotten into a mode of believing that for a long time, learning is easy and should be easy. I ask a kid, what is learning? He said, I'll look at the book and they give me an A. Which is fun for a while, but if you then get to a school or a pull-out program or a place where they do challenge you, and suddenly you get to a hard assignment, you look at the book, you hand the test in, and you get, you know, a D. And then you look at the book again, and you still get a D. And then kids get the belief that I cannot do it and there's no point. Well, kids who have been challenged along the way, they know that part of learning is working, part of learning is struggling, part of learning is grinding. And, you know, Carol Dweck did a lot of research into the growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And a growth mindset is the belief that working hard makes a difference. That if I put my effort in, then I will be able to overcome challenges. And a fixed mindset is I can either do it or I cannot do it. And if I cannot do it kind of quickly, then probably I'll never be able to do it. So there's no point in working hard. This is one of the core beliefs, I could talk about this for days, but that makes a huge difference for gifted and talented kids. So review this with your child. Do they have a fixed mindset? Do they have beliefs that are limiting them? First, try to spot them. You know, in later episodes, we're going to talk about how to change beliefs. And if you really want to dive into it, go to smartparentingsecrets.com because we like have a special training program around it. But, you know, check this out. What are your beliefs about learning? What are your child's beliefs about learning? What are your child's beliefs about school? Because those make a huge difference in the end result. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.